My name. Call me a soldier of Parliament. We were here because old Banks, Chief Justice to the King, refused to give the place up, though the rest of Dorset was ours. We tried to take it before in 1643, but none of us got over the walls. By October 45, we were back. We set up our cannons out of bowshot range, just past that farm. Come February, it was freezing, and those defenders were dejected. A Lieutenant Colonel, Pittman, saw the writing on the wall and switched sides. He got 50 of us musketeers in, pretending to be royalist reinforcements. The garrison held out in the keep for a while. There was some shooting, but we came to parley. Agreed local people could return to the town, all lives spared. I don't blame Pittman. As Colonel Fitzjames wrote, when he was against us, he behaved gallantly. And when he was for us, he behaved faithfully.
A moment from me, if you please. Sir Thomas, Rector of Corfe, great-grandson of John Banks. Walk with me to the West Bailey, but mind your step. I lived here in the late 1760s. This North Tower, my bedroom. The South Tower, opposite, my living room. Cleared the demolition materials, got a local builder to help with the floorboards. Created a rockery. Oh, I suppose you've heard the rumours that I ran here to escape. That Mary Ozard had become pregnant, out of wedlock. That she'd named me the father, and I was ordered to pay maintenance money of 2 shillings and 6 pence a week. That I'd fallen out with my church wardens and sold pews from the church. That they doubted my sanity. But who do you believe? Her, of low status? Or me, trained in law and theology at Oxford? Me, related to the Banks family, married into the local family, the Haters of Creech?